It's been more than 2 years since Katrina tore through New Orleans. Along Franklin Avenue, about 2 miles northeast of the French Quarter, music filters out of Perry Frank's current home, a trailer provided by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Frank stands next to the FEMA trailer, which is parked just outside his still-damaged two-story house. Frank remembers what it was like when the hurricane hit, a nearby levee broke, and 7 feet of water poured in.
It was pretty scary as it was filling up. You know, we didn't know how high it was going to get and what we had to do to stay out the water. And so after a couple of days, you know, everything started rotting. Finally, we got rescued from off the roof.
Eventually, the federal government came through with a check for Frank to fix his house. But in one of many post-Katrina political battles, Frank and others contend building contractors want more money for repairs than the property owners have been given. So Frank contacted the Archdiocese of New Orleans, which is one of several agencies that's been urging people to come south to help Katrina victims fill the financial gap with volunteer labor. During the week between Christmas and New Year's, a group of parishes in the Wausau area answered the call to go and paint the outside of Frank's home. Tony Ingman of St. Mark's Parish in Rothschild uses a wire brush to scrape a metal railing to get it ready for painting. Ingman says she made the trip to New Orleans partly for religious reasons.
I've always wanted to do something for humanity. It sounds kind of soapy, but God has given me a lot, so I thought I'd like to give something back.
The work includes getting up on ladders to scrape old paint off eaves. During a break, Al Romportal says he likes working with the younger people who came along and teaching them to help others.
You know, they could be at home doing whatever they'd be doing, watching football, some more football, and some football after that, but they're down here. So I think that's probably the nicest thing about the whole trip.
A few feet away, Al's daughter, Lara Romportal, gets a metal security door ready for paint. She says she's amazed that thousands of homes in New Orleans still need repairs.
Just looking around and seeing everything, it's unbelievable. Pictures, I've seen pictures from other people that have come down, and it doesn't even describe what it actually is like to go in and look at some of these houses and see the water lines and see what the inside of gutted out houses look like. It's just unbelievable.
Michael Hartke of St. Anne's Parish opens the door of the Frank home. The walls are bare down to the wooden studs or 2x4s.
Everything in the house is stripped down to the bare bones. The wood is a little ratty.
The New Orleans Archdiocese has been urging groups to fix the outside of homes first to give people a better impression of the area and convince former residents to come back to the city, which has lost more than 200,000 residents. Perry Frank says it still may take several months before he can move into the house, but he says he's glad he's staying on Franklin Avenue.
It's not a danger in any way. You know, it's a great, great neighborhood for living. You know, not too many problems. Right on the bus line, you know, you can't complain.
Frank says he's pretty confident the levees won't break again. He says he's very grateful for the help from Wisconsin and urges other volunteers to come to his city. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in New Orleans.